effect is a list of features one would like their intended husband or wife to have. This could be height, hair, eyes, cuteness, and many more. Some feel that having a partner with such specifications is all they need for a successful marriage. Are you one of those who abhor for this feeling or belief? What are your specs? Well, let's get talking to some people to find out. Hello, this is The Pairing coming to you from Media Trust. I am Daniel Oluwole. Spec is a slang used by young people, usually under 30 years, to refer to a set of criteria against which they gauge the qualities they would want their prospective spouses to have. However, there is a popular saying that na person will be your spec go show you shege. How true is this saying? Let's hear from some young men and women.
Okay, I am by name Adebe Samulola. Or what I consider my spec in a guy, firstly, is if he's a goal-getter. I mean, a goal-driven person, someone who is passionate, someone who is determined, someone who is focused, someone that can help you build your dream, someone that is ready to ride your goal with you, you understand? Someone that can help me attain that height I desire. That's one thing I look out first. Then another is, are you a God-fearing person? Not just a Christian, but are you God-fearing? Are you a lover of Christ? I also look out for that. Then talking about the physical appearance, one who is good-looking, not bad. I'm not saying too handsome, but not bad. Then probably someone who is taller than I am, because I would say I'm average. Someone who's taller. That's for the physical appearance. But talking about if I can marry or date someone outside my spec, I might consider it.
So, my spec in a lady is just someone that I can have a conversation with, like a serious conversation, and can definitely give me opinions and stuff. Can just rub minds together, you know. And she should be hardworking. Have a mindset. She must have a mindset, you get, and she'll be beautiful, pretty. I don't like a lady that is that kind of fat. SS fat, no, I don't like it. She might be thick but not fat. I don't like fat ladies. So she just be pretty, have a good behavior, be respectful, religious, and you know, just do what normal people do, you know. And the thing is that about the this thing, I can actually date someone that is outside my spec. Yeah. But I'm not sure if I can marry someone that is outside my spec.
He should be tall. He should be smart. Yeah, he should be very smart and intelligent. He should be tall. He should be understanding. He should be doing good for him. Self, like he should be very, yeah, like rich, not too rich, but rich from he's good for himself, yeah, something like that. And he should be attractive, he should be handsome. Yeah, I can date someone outside my spec, but I don't think I can marry marry someone outside my spec, because thing is going to be very complicated for me. Like maybe I expected this from the person and the person is giving me a rather different thing. Like maybe I expected him to be smart and I maybe go and marry another kind of person that he's not very sound or smart. Yeah, and we end up in a conversation and either him to be going this way, he's going the other way. No, I can date, yes, but I cannot marry.
Hello, I'm by name Muhammad Sani. My spec is a lady that's not too tall or too short, and then she is not too fat. She's slim in body. So, and then can you marry or date someone that is outside your spec? No, I cannot. Even for small, I can't even try it. I just like someone that is not too tall and not too short, and someone that is slim. Of fat. Thank you.
My name is Aisha. I like me a dark, tall man with a good sense of humor, respectful, religious, good looking, so like supportive, emotional intelligence, honest, responsible. Anything to just make me a good partner. And yes, can I marry someone outside my spec? Yes, but it just adds like tick, like maybe half of my box. Yes.
Yes, because here's something I don't notice. You see all this spec and anything with it. It is sweet for like relationship, short term, something, you understand, you get. But like, you will come get this realization later, what we say, waiting you want for like your spec, not waiting like you will need long term, because you see, you want me your spec, fine, get as nice, this thing, you understand. But like, long term guy, you know, even they like that much valuable and you know, it even makes sense. So like, yeah, I feel that, I feel marry someone after my spec, and my answer will be that.
What I like in a guy, I like a tall or average height, dark skin guy. It should be a Yoruba guy. I don't like other tribes, like a Yoruba and a Christian. And I always look forward to their eyes and their fingernails, because I really like guys taking care of their fingernails, because I used to think about my daddy. For a man as old as he is, always after his finger and his feet, the nails on his finger and his feet, for him to always look forward for them to be clean. Definitely, a young guy out there must always look forward to clean his fingernails and feet nails. So I'm always after that too. And a guy that smells nice, like, doesn't have body odor, speak good English.
Well, everybody have his or her own choice. But like for me, I can't marry someone that is not my spec, because I love a slim, beautiful lady. I don't love a lady that is so chubby. No. I love a slim and beautiful lady. So for me, I can't marry someone that is not my spec. Impossible. I lie.
Those were the voices of young single men and women speaking about their specs. Now let's hear from married men and women. Take a listen.
Well, before getting married, and I think up to now it's still the same, yeah. I've always liked, or let's say I've always wanted a man. I really wanted a man that is dark skinned, yeah. I like dark guys. And I'm actually very dark, but I like my skin color for a guy too. I don't really like light skinned guys at all. So that's actually number one. Dark, very dark skinned guys. All these fine black chocolate boys, you know. And also, I like tall guys, but I don't like very tall guys, but an average height for a man. Like someone that's taller than me, not extremely tall, but in moderate height. And I don't like slim guys. I don't like slim guys, and not like I like the very big ones, no, but moderately. I want my man to be fleshy, be well built up, but not dry, but not too fleshy. So someone that is built up, you know. So that's what I always liked. So my spec had always been dark, tall, fleshy. Okay, no, dark, tall, built up guy, yeah. Then other characters added to it, yeah. But that's when it comes to, apart from physical looks, other characters that just make it all cool. And whether I married my spec, of course I did, actually did. And yes, I can say it's one of the things that is making my marriage successful. Actually, my husband was my spec as a man, but it was never my choice. I don't know how to explain it. He was the least expected person, because he was a friend of mine, and he was one friend amongst many friends. We were like seven or thereabouts. I was only female. Three of them wanted to marry me. My husband was not even part of those that wanted to marry me. As a matter of fact, he was actually speaking to me about one of them, trying to help that one get my attention and all that. So he was never an option. And again, for a lot of reasons, I just think he's too calm. He's a very calm person. I didn't really want somebody that is entirely too calm at all. I didn't want it. And I was not even his specs. I'm dark skinned. He liked light skinned girls. I'm chubby. He likes very slim girls and all that. So I'm directly opposite of his own spec. But to me, when we ended up getting married very closely, I don't think I'll fall out of love for a reason like not like him. For a reason like maybe somebody no longer attractive. No, because he's actually my spec. Every day I see him, I see my dark skinned, tall, well-built guy. So I think it makes me love him more and more every day.
See, the truth about life is this. It's as individuals, we all desire different things in life. You get what makes you happy will be totally different from what makes me happy. And what makes you fulfilled will also be different from what makes another person fulfilled in life. You get, so most times just search deep within, you understand. People find rest or people find happiness in different things in life. That's the truth. As a person, you know, what I cannot trade for anything is peace of mind. I don't joke with my peace, the peace of my heart. So number one, I can't even date a woman that gives me trouble. I can't date a woman that argues with me all the time, you know, and all of that. I can't date a woman that, or I can't get married to a woman that cannot resolve little issues. We'll probably keep quarrel for 2 days, 3 days. No. I just love the peace of my heart. Like, I can't trade it for anything. Not money, not anything. You get. So I chose peace over everything. And that's what made me marry who I married. She's a very peaceful person. You get. And also, my assignment, my calling in life, you get. I'm somebody that love being part of people's... I love pushing people to achieve their dream. That's what brings fulfillment to me. So I'm naturally attracted to people with gifts. Do you understand? You understand? That's what drew me to my wife too. You understand? I saw somebody with gifts that didn't know what to do with it. Do you get? That didn't know where to start from. So I was just part of her journey, and it brings fulfillment to me. I'm not a stage person. I'm not somebody that likes, you know, fame. I'm not somebody that likes popularity. No, I just like walking behind the scene. Hey, you get, those are the two major things you get that made me marry who I married. So I would say I marry my spec based on those two things. So that's just it. For another person, it's a completely different thing. Some people might be beauty, some people might be attracted to wealthy women, some people might be different reasons, you know, crazy reasons you get. But for me, that's what brings me joy, and that's what I went for, and that's, I got what I, you know, I've always desired. I've always been this person that I used to confess, you know, my home will be a peaceful home before I got married.
My spec, for looks, I like a tall, slim, dark-skinned man. And for qualities or characters, I want a kind man, a caring man, an attentive man, and above all, a God-fearing man. And yes, I married my spec.
So married men and women speaking about their specs. Does marrying your spec lead to a successful marriage? We will find out after the break. Stay tuned. You are welcome back. This is The Bearing coming to you from Media Trust. Before we went on break, we were talking about specs and how individuals draw up lists of specifications for their prospective spouses. As we said earlier, there is a school of thought that says persons who fit into your picture of the type of wife or husband you desire will really deal with you in your marriage. Let's hear from married men and women if this is true.
Yeah, I would like to share a little of my marital experience. Actually, I got married in 2021, and the issue of marrying your spec honestly has been haunting me because I fell victim of this marrying or speck syndrome. Yeah. My wife is, she's a very beautiful woman, no doubt. Slim, tall, fair, just the way I like it. But all this thing does not really matter. Does not matter when it comes to marriage, because there are more beyond just the physical, the looks of a woman. Because I was carried away. I never paid attention to her cooking skills, her character, and all that. And that has been a burden on me, of which I wish, if I could take back the hand of time, I would love to have, you know, averted or corrected my mistakes.
Roe is dead.
Supreme Court has delivered another blow to the Voting Rights Act.
Despite growing dangers from climate change, tonight the U.S. Supreme Court curbing the government's power to fight it.
The makeup of the Supreme Court, the decisions they have already handed down, and the cases they are hearing this year are not coincidental. So what is next? What can we expect from this chaos court and the networks at work to serve them up cases that will expedite their agenda? We'll seek to answer those questions, examining issues at the heart of the cases the court is currently deciding. Follow Grave Injustice wherever you get your podcasts. We're releasing episodes every Thursday throughout the season.
I thought I was marrying my dream man when I said I do. He was everything I ever wanted in a husband. He was tall, he was dark, you know. He was also good in bed, and I just fell for all those physical attributes. Little did I know that there was so much more to marry than just physical attraction and good bedroom skills. I didn't realize how important things like stability, ambition, and character were until it was too late. Now I'm paying the price for ignoring those attributes. Getting to realize this after so many years, I feel so much pain. I feel really, really, really sad for falling in love, like, or getting married just for physical attributes, not getting to know who this man was or like what he could do. I'm really in a lot of regrets right now, and I regret every single thing I ever did, every single decision I ever made, paying the price of falling for physical attributes without getting to know this man real deep.
Well, you know, marriage is not something you just jump into. For you to have a successful marriage life, you have to marry your spec. You have to get married to your spec. As for me, I'm enjoying my marital home, because I love everything about my wife, her behavior, her character, her physical appearance. I just love everything about her, and it's making my marriage to go well. And other people are also jealous about my home.
So I would say my marriage is a success more because I married my spec. He has every quality I want in a man. So that makes my marriage very easy. I don't have to reshape him. I don't have to rebuild him to be what I want him to be. He already portrays every character. Like, he portrays every character I want in a man. So there's no point struggling to fit in or whatsoever. So yes, I'll say my marriage is a success because I married my spec.
Is it okay to have a spec? And does marrying someone who fits your specs lead to a successful marriage? A marriage counselor tells us.
My name is David King Tiernan, and I'm a marriage and relationship coach. Well, having a spec is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Every human being have what they like and what they don't like. Naturally, there are some people that like people who talk, who engage in conversations. There are some people who naturally don't like people who are extremely loud, you know, in conversations. They like it quiet. These are just preferences. So there's nothing wrong with having a spec of some sort. It's when the spec now becomes unrealistic. That's where the problem usually would come from, because truth is, some people are looking for specs that are not on this planet. Maybe they've watched some movies which were written through scripts or acted through written scripts, the Cinderella, all the, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then they wake up and they feel that, okay, we can bring this into reality. I want to put all of these qualities into one person. Now, the truth is, every single one of us is a work in progress. There is no one that is perfect. We are all a work in progress. Now, the reason people look at other people and they think that, oh, I like this guy, you know, a lot of times they look at just the outward qualities. They fail to realize that there are certain other things that make up this person which are on the inside. And like I usually would tell people a lot of times, when people meet, if I may use the word strangers, because before you get into a deep and committed relationship, the person is first of all a stranger to you. So when you meet a total stranger that you know nothing about, one thing is sure, a lot of times there is pretense in such a relationship. Everybody tries to put themselves together. Everybody tries to, you know, make themselves look in a particular way that they are not. And there's something I usually call see finish in marriage and relationship. See finish is that time where you don't care. All those things you used to pretend about or used to hide, they eventually show up and you don't give a damn any longer. And you see, it will always come in every relationship sooner than later. And the question is, it is when that see finish shows up, that's when you know the real person you got into a relationship with. Yes. So what I usually would tell people is, when you get into a relationship, always ask the right questions. Always look out for the right things. And what are those things to look out for? I will tell people that every human being have their strengths and their weaknesses. That's for sure. And so I will tell people, I say, look out for their weaknesses. You see, because naturally we are drawn to people because of the things we like about them, not because of the things we don't like. Yes. The things we don't like are the things that will naturally make us to, you know, detach from people after we begin to discover those things. And a lot of times they show up later on in the relationship. So before you even begin the relationship, can you begin to look out for those things that you think you may not like, that you think you may not be able to stand in a person? So instead of saying, okay, what are my specs? Can you begin to say, what are those things that I cannot stand? Because at the end of the day, this thing that we call spec, you find out that they don't mean anything in the face of other things that may show up that you will dislike. A lot of times people can, I mean, think about it. When you look at the rate of divorce today, if you go back into the lives of those couples that are divorced today and you ask them to write a list of the things that they like about their partner, it is most likely that that list will be so much compared to the things they don't like. But the things they don't like could just be one item. Or two or three, and they're like, I can't take this. So I tell people, focus on the things you don't like the most rather than the things you think you like, because when the things you don't like show up, they will overwhelm.
Okay, Mr. Kingebe,
please go ahead.
Looking at what you've been saying so far. Yeah. So let us look at this angle. I would like you to cite examples. Does one have any spec? I don't know, actually. We've heard several stories of some who like, because we speak with a lot of Nigerians that were able to like express themselves about having a spec, and some of them talked about seeing that spec actually led them to a successful marriage. Do you think this thing is something that is lucky to have?
Well, the truth about it, okay, talking about spec, let me give an example. Some people say, oh, I need a guy that is handsome. They get married to the guy, and this same handsome guy now becomes a nightmare where he's beating them up and all of that. This one say, I need a guy that is rich, and they marry the guy that is rich, and before you know it, this same guy is throwing his riches in your face and making you look like trash and all of that, because he's wealthy and come on, he can provide anything for anybody and for you, and all of so these are some of the specs that we see that people have. You know, of course, some people even go further into the spiritual side. They say, oh, I need a man that is God-fearing. That could be a spec. And how do you determine the fear of God? At a point in time, you now begin to see certain things and you're like, okay, where is this one coming from? I thought this guy feared God. You see, because that's something personal. That's something that happens in the secret first before it shows up in the physical. So how can you determine it through certain kind of acting that you may see and you conclude that, oh, this guy fears God a lot and all of that. So there are so many things about this spec matter. And some people have gotten married with their list of spec in quotes, and he got successful. Now, when people find that their marriages are successful and they cannot tell why, I usually would tell people that at times life happens. Yes, at times life happens. There are a lot of people who are enjoying a successful marriage and cannot even tell why their marriage is successful. If you ask them, why is your marriage successful? They're like, I don't know. And it happens, you see, but that's a gamble. Yes, that's like going to cast lots or to, you know, throw a dice. At times you will have six, at times you don't have six. You know, but I tell people, I say, instead of going into a gamble, why don't you be intentional? Being intentional is like picking a dice up and say, I want to have six, and you turn six and you keep it on the table. That's being intentional. And when you do some of the things that, you know, people are supposed to do when they are searching out for a partner, that's where you are being intentional. You're not just hoping, you're not just assuming that things will work out, but you know the things to do intentionally. Well, again, there's the flip side where people have done all they think they can do and still it doesn't work out. But I would still prefer that level of intentionality than where it's like I'm throwing everything out like a gamble.
There's this saying, or believe rather, the one you love or your spec deals with you most when it comes to other things in relationship. They were like, the person I love, this is my spec. She has flat on me. He is handsome. He dresses nice. All these attributes. But now him they show me she can pass. Plenty of people are on this motive. So I want to clear the air. Why is it like this?
It's not a conclusive fact. Just like I said, some people might say, oh, this is the spec I want and it works for them. Some others might say, this is a spec I want, and it ends up that this spec now ended up showing me shege. Yeah, so it's not a conclusive fact that, okay, spec is not ideal. Like I said, it's natural for someone to have likes and dislikes. Yes, every single person, they know the things they like, they know the things they don't like. But for me, my focus is, can you focus more on the things you don't like? Because when you focus on the things you like, one day, the things you don't like, when they show up, they would make those things you like seem non-existent. They will be there, but they won't make any impact on you. Because the negative things that show up in people tend to swallow up the seemingly positive things and make them look as though they don't make any meaning. So focus on the things you like. That's my own, you know, counsel that I will give to people. I usually tell people, I say, before you get married to this person, what are their weaknesses? What are their seemingly negative parts? Ask yourself a question, because you see, no, we cannot make anybody change. We cannot change anybody. People only change when they decide to change. And so if you know you cannot change this person and you know that they have this weakness, or that weakness, and you want to go ahead to marry them or get into a relationship with them, the question to ask yourself is, can I cope? Peradventure, this negative aspect of this person does not change. If your answer is yes, I can cope, fine, you can go ahead. You are saying that against all odds, this is not enough to shatter me. Yes. But if you know you cannot cope, please don't stay a day longer.
That was Mr. David King, a marriage counselor, speaking. My spec, she's beautiful, is handsome, tall, neat, dresses nicely, wears cool perfume, has a flat tummy, among others. Can this be the key to a successful marriage? And this is where we wrap up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices were heard on the show, we say a very big thank you. The Bearing is a Media Trust production. You can download these and other episodes on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, and even listening on radio station close to you. You can also listen or download the podcast by searching for The Bearing on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio. For sponsorship or advert placement, call us on 081-055-73735. If you have questions or comments, send us a message via WhatsApp on 081-055-73735. I am Daniel Oluwole. Bye for now.